This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 29, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda, which is item 3, Reg 2011-02, Internet Communication Disclaimers. I'll turn it back over to Ms. Ellenkopf to discuss this one as well.
Thank you, Chair Peterson. The Commission has before it a draft Federal Register notice on a related matter. The advance notice of proposed rulemaking regarding Internet communication disclaimers, originally published in October 2011. In light of subsequent legal and technological developments, today's draft notice proposes to reopen the comment period and it sets a hearing. The draft invites comments addressing the ways that campaigns, political committees, voters, and others use the Internet, particularly apps and emerging tech, to disseminate and receive electoral and campaign information. The draft seeks comments on possible technological limitations and opportunities for complying with the disclaimer requirements of the Act. If the Commission approves the draft, the Office of General Counsel will submit the draft for publication in the Federal Register, and we're available for any questions you might have.
Thank you for that presentation. I'll just state at the outset that this effort is somewhat of a piece with the technological modernization rulemaking that we're undertaking. I mean, as we mentioned, the means by which we're transacting financial business and communicating and consuming information has changed dramatically. And we've had a number of advisory opinions in recent years that I know that this body has considered regarding how do our Internet disclaimers requirements, which contemplated very different communication medium. They were contemplating TV, radio, physical mail, newspapers. Those were the most common ways by which political communication was transmitted. And now, with online communications, and especially communications by mobile device, for those of us who have children who seemingly cannot go a few minutes without having some interaction with a screen, and if you were to take it away from them, it's as if you were depriving them of their oxygen. We know how much that has become the primary device by which we receive information, consume information, transmit it, conduct business, and how our disclaimer requirements interact with the devices has given rise to some interesting questions. Some of those technologies have limits on the amount of space on a small phone that you can use, the number of characters that can be employed. And so what this is, this effort to reopen this comment period and have a hearing, this is an effort for the Commission to gain more information. I think not only to ask the campaign world their experiences and to get information and legal analysis regarding how our regulations interact with these technologies, but I would also hope that we could get comments and reactions from the high-tech sector to find out what sorts of possibilities are out there to meet the requirements of the Act's disclaimer requirements while at the same time allowing our mobile devices and the online environment in general to continue to flourish as a means for, again, political fundraising, political communications, for the ability to gather information. And so, again, this has been an effort that I commend my colleagues for being willing to reopen this and seeking additional information to see whether or not this might be something that would be amenable to a rulemaking. I think that if we could, if that were the ultimate result, I think that would be a great thing because kind of the piecemeal approach of advisory opinions can lead to some confusion or maybe a lack of coherence and maybe difficult for someone to really know exactly what is or is not required with respect to disclaimers and how they're going to apply to online technologies. So I really look forward to hearing from, again, everybody in the campaign world and the technology sector to find out what sort of solutions are out there that we may not be aware of and what sort of tweaks that we might be able to make to our regulations to accommodate those technologies so that we can meet the purposes of our law while at the same time accommodating the latest technological advancements. So. Commissioner Weintraub.
Just want to compliment you yet again, Mr. Chairman, for pursuing this issue, which I agree is a really interesting one. And I think I'm hoping we're going to get a lot of good comments, and I think it could be a really interesting hearing. I just have a question. There are blanks for the dates. Do we need to – maybe that's a question for counsel. Do we need to fill in the dates?
We believe we can do that as a technical and conforming amendment after approval.
And the only date that will need to be filled in is the date of the hearing.
Yes. Okay. That was the one I was interested in. I want to make sure I clear my calendar.
Is there any other further discussion on this matter? If none, do we have a motion? Commissioner Hunter?
I move approval of agenda document number 16-50-A.
We have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. If we could just pause for just 1 second. Do we have draft C in the Parker advisory opinion ready to circulate yet?
I have not seen it come around.
Okay.
Yet, no.
We'll just raise their hand, flag me down when that's ready for consideration. But until that time, we'll just move on to the next item.